Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, I am free to multitask. Yes, Carly Jackson. Thank you, Carly, for that reminder. And today, March 12, 2013, this show is dedicated to the mothers, to the sisters, to the friends, to the baby mothers, to the daughters, to just all the mothers, the one who gave birth, of the ones who didn't, the mothers in the neighborhood. We're honoring you. We're recognizing you today. And we have the elders who are going to join in the conversation to empower you, sisters, those of you who are still trying to find your way, who are thinking, oh, I don't know if I can make it. But we're bringing some beautiful elders today, four grandmothers, to share with you their journey of life and give you hope, give you inspiration. Today is the day, and we are reminding you that you are truly more than enough. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. This is Troy Horn. More than enough. More than enough. We'll be right back. You are more than enough. Take it from me.
What if your time on the planet was ending today? If you had one thing to tell us, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watched the view of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it inside? Did you dot every T? Did you cross every I? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you would live? Would you think you would arrive? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want to do over with a little more? Would another 5 minutes to tell her you love her be more than enough? More than enough. Yeah. More than enough. Oh. What if you knew that goodbye was a heartbeat away? Would you still never speak to a lover for making mistakes? Would you hate anybody who didn't agree? Or would you love everyone that you see? Would you think you were well? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want, with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough? More than enough. Very little happens then till you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleepwalk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. I started laughing so hard that I cried, cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time,
I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff, because I found that each time I could tell him I loved him was more than enough.
Just let those words just marinate in those words. When you can just stand in that place of consciousness, that place in the awareness, and remind yourself that you are more than enough. You are enough. And whatever you're moving through today, we have the great elders, the sage, the crone, the grandmothers to remind you that you are more than enough. We are honoring the mothers, the sisters, the daughters, the nieces, all the female energy that is just holding it together for us. And, oh, Lord, I get to eavesdrop. What a blessing. And the brothers who are listening in the background, yes, 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 we're dedicating this show to the women for all that you do, all that you are moving through, those of you with children or not. Whatever you're moving through, we got you. You're in the house of love. And if you don't know and if you don't get anything from this show, I want you to just remember this. Troy just said it. You are more than enough. We are, you know. We are truly more than enough. Nothing to fix. Nothing to change. Even though we're told that we got to change something about us, that we have bad attitude and we'll never amount to nothing. It's BS. It could be belief system or it could be the others. I'm being nice today because I can say both. It really don't matter. But, you know, I don't want to hurt your ears because I'm more than enough. I can say what I want to say. Troy Horn, to find out more about Troy. I love that song. It touches me in such a deep place. Yes. To find out more about him, his website address is troyhorn.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y, Horn, H-O-R-N-E.com. And I interviewed him last week. I think it was last week. I don't know. Yes, I think. Just Google if you want to find out. If you want to find out about that show. Let's just take a breath. Just breathe in this moment. Let's breathe in life. As we welcome ourselves to now, as we welcome all the energies, our energy that we've extended to others, just welcome our energy back to ourselves, feeling grounded, feeling whole. And from that place in consciousness, from that place in awareness, I welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are more than enough. Life would never create out of itself something that is not enough and something that is not perfect. You were created out of life, out of love. Love is enough. Life is enough. So you are enough and you make a difference. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on this wonderful platform, this stage of life known as LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am is your host. And the I Am is known as Life Coach Ade, Ade, not your professor, metaphysical rebel, but I Am is your host, and I'm clear about that. I just get the opportunity to allow the I Am presence to express itself through me and be okay with what comes out. Speaking of what's coming out, let's bring Celeste in. We've got a lot to share. We're going to move through this. I am so excited. I'm grateful for this show. And Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing great, Life Coach, today. We already have one of our wise grandmothers on the line. Emily is already here with us. And I want to thank everybody that I see in the chat room and on the phone line. It's such a powerful way to celebrate Women's History Month, Life Coach, today. So thank you for the great idea.
Well, yeah, yes, yes. I say, because you know the deal. We didn't know what we're going to do. And I said, something amazing wants to happen on this day. And together we said, yeah, wouldn't it be nice? I said, wow. And, you know, I'm feeling the inspiration. I feel so full right now. So, yes. Thank you for thanking me. But I thank you for being there for us to give birth to this idea and pull the elders. And I am excited to see what's going to happen. I know it's going to be good.
You know, good. It's going to be great.
I know, right?
I'm going to get to the announcements right now.
It's going to be grand.
Okay.
Is it going to be grandmothers?
No. It's not going to be grand either. It's going to be super catastrophic, espialidocious is what it's going to be.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, good. Let me. Okay, I'm out of here. You stay in your lane, I stay in mine.
I can spell it, too. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day and our beautiful grandmothers can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on a keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for a celestial moment with Celeste Morgan on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach a Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach a Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of March is spiritual awakening, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach a Day will have a special guest, Violet Light Williams. She is an international speaker, author, and workshop facilitator. She's coming to talk about the freedom of forgiveness. It's also Good News Wednesday, where we highlight an uplifting story for the week. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today on the last Wednesday of every month. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. The Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show.
go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do behind the scenes. And we're sending lots of love and energy, seeing you whole, complete, and perfect. Thank you, my sister friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of you listening online, those of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Cheryl, Glenda, Silent Listeners, Monica, Electra, thank you all for being here. Glenda, yes. Monica, yes. Tam Tam, yes. Other numbers, I don't know. Moochie Emily's in the house. Mama Margie's in the house. It's time to do this. Oh, my God. I feel like the universe is giving me a present. I don't know how to act. I don't know how to act. I don't know how to act. Like people say, why you be acting? Okay, let me just gather myself because we got four guests to move. No, four elders to have a conversation with. And time does what time does. It moves along. So we're going to move with time so we don't have to trip. Because when we move with time, you're in the flow. All right, let me read a little bit about my first elder, the first grandmother. It's Moochie Emily. She's been here several times, and she's back again to share her wisdom. And I got to tell you, all these grandmothers that we're inviting, I love them. I've interviewed all of them. Wow, that's even great. And I just love how they show up. They teach me about life, and I'm grateful to know them, to have them in my presence, and to be able to call on them. None of them said, I can't do it. They said, yes, the first email. I mean, so Moochie Emily, also known as Emily Diane Gunter, is the founder of the Rites of Passage Youth Empowerment Foundation and international facilitator. The foundation dedicated to bring peace to our world through the personal empowerment and spiritual development of all youth in truth, simplicity, and love. The foundation of all Moochie Emily's work has been the power of your breath for balance, lifelong learning. Her website address is ritesofpassageonline.org. That's rites, R-I-T-E-S, of Passage, online.org. And it is my pleasure. It is my joy. It is my gratitude. It is, you know, give me some more words to welcome our first grandmother, and that is Moochie Emily. Hello, Moochie Emily.
Greetings.
Oh, the sisters are happy to have you. They're all excited.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad to be here again.
Yeah, nice to have you. Thank you for saying yes. So we're going to jump in. I'm going to do a different format. We've got some questions for you. And
okay.
We've got three questions, and we're going to squeeze it in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So the first question is, well, as you know, this is Women History Month. So, you know, we invite you from that place and consciousness, and you have a lot of females, a lot of mothers, young mothers, older mothers, parents listening to you, and we're sitting right now at a campfire, and we want to just drink your wisdom. So the first question we want to ask you, how do you surrender to love and not lose yourself as a woman?
A wonderful, wonderful question. When you choose to relax and love yourself unconditionally, with truth, simplicity, and love, you can surrender to anything, especially love, because we are love. And our full-time job is to be love and to give love and receive love every moment of the day with childlike joy. And when you do that, and you know that the love coming through you from the divine is endless, forever, and you can have as much as you want, as much as you want to flow through you, then your job is to give it away and then receive it back. So your full-time job is to love. I'll tell people when they say that they've lost their job, I said, no, you can never lose your job. Your job is to be love and to receive love. Everything else is just an assignment. Mm-hmm. And you go from assignment to assignment to give love. And your question is each day, who am I loving today? And how will I love them today with the love that comes through me?
Okay, I just added another question that I'm going to ask.
Okay.
So real quick, surrender. What is surrender? Because when you talk about surrender, sometimes people get afraid, get fearful. We think, oh, my God, what am I surrendering to? What if I don't like what I'm surrendering to? What is surrender?
Well, first of all, surrender is when you allow yourself, again, to relax and love yourself. Because a lot of times we have so much noise in our heads that we have not surrendered and relaxed to our own love. When all that noise is in your head, you need to take 17 seconds of silence and just breathe. Breathe in slowly and then breathe out very long, 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 longer than that. That's 17 seconds. And when you stop for those 17 seconds, you're surrendering to your higher self that would only ask you to surrender to those things that would bring you to your highest good. It would never ask you to do something that you wouldn't love, just absolutely, just divinely, just be shouting in great joy for what you love. Because when you surrender to something or someone else's false ego or your own false ego that wants to keep you living in the past and be a gatekeeper on your love and who you can love and how you can love and what you can do, well, then that kind of surrender, you want to let go. And how do you let it go? You take that long, deep breath in to the count of 7 and out to the count of 10 and go blank. Sometimes it might take up to 6 of those to finally surrender and go to peace and go to your highest self, your highest spirit, into the divine's heart. So that you're in the divine's heart and the divine is in your heart. That's real surrender. Anything else is control. Anything else is false.
Next question.
Okay.
Do you mind sharing lessons you've repeated in your life? What was something you couldn't let go of, and how did you do it?
Oh, my. It's amazing that when you finally surrender and let go of something, you're like, and why was I holding on to that? I loved food, and I did not want to give up my pies and my cakes and my chocolate candies, and I didn't want to give up, just all the wonderful desserts that I love. And then along came diabetes and said, "You will give it up or die." I said, "Oh, no problem," but it still was a challenge to surrender to the truth that I was eating too much sugar. And I have a thing about children eating candy and no sodas and no gum in my after schools. But then I look around and I was having as much candy as they were when it came to cakes and pies and what have you. And so then I finally said, okay, I had to have a meeting with myself and say, all right, Missy, what do you want to do? Now, you can eat all the pie and sugar and stuff all you want, and you can leave here and not be able to do your work. And that hurt my heart. And I said, nope, I want to do my work. I want to love the children. I want to do this and forever. I want to stay around another 50 years. I'm 65. In a couple of weeks, I said, well, I still know I got a good 40, 45 left if I take care of myself. So I had to surrender to the truth of what I was doing to me, and then allow myself to forgive myself and say, you know, just take a taste. A taste will do it. And do you know, just a taste will do it now. It's amazing. And my health is so much better. So you have to talk to yourself and give yourself a command in love. Can't be angry when you do it, because otherwise you won't listen. But you give yourself a command in love and let go.
You said that so subtle, so fast, so quick, but it's so powerful. You got to talk to yourself in love, because if you're angry, you won't listen. And it's true, because there's a part of us that goes, I know, I know, I know.
When
you do, I know, you can't learn anything new.
When you say, I know, you're telling yourself to shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
So
our next question for you is, how do you define happiness?
Happiness is different for everybody. What makes you happy? You have to ask the question. And, you know, most time when you ask yourself, well, what makes me happy? Everybody's like, that is not an answer. And so I tell everybody that when somebody else says, you know, what do you do for fun and what makes you happy, have an answer. You know, I say, what do you want to do today? Have an answer. And be so delightful and joyful about what makes you happy. What makes you happy? What do you love to do that if you could do it all day long, you would? And you have to take a minute to answer that question. And for me, what makes me happy is seeing one of my kids in my after school smile and say thank you and give me my hug. You know, and when they bring me my cards, I hurt my back a couple of weeks ago, and I had to stay home for a couple of days, and they sent a flood of beautiful cards that they made. And that made me so happy to know that someone else cared. Happiness is being in the present moment with childlike joy, enjoying everything that comes before you, and know that it's a beautiful lesson of love.
You're knocking this answers out. I'm having more questions. Like, oh, I can play some more, but don't let me get carried away. Because I love life. I love inspiration. I love to hear other people's story. And as you're talking, I'm inspired with more questions. Because I said, we only need two or three questions because I know I can go places. And I'm ready to go on. But I want to ask you this before we release you. And do you have any other thoughts you would like to share with the women of the world and with all the changes that's happening? There's so much we can talk about. Domestic abuse, you know, females not getting the same equal pay for doing the same job a man will do. This is craziness, which doesn't make any sense, especially if we say we live in a developed country. Our thoughts are not. But anyway, is there anything you want to share with women so they can honor? I know I told you I'm going off on a tangent. So I'm not going to go too much on a tangent, but I'll go when I need to just support females to love and honor themselves and whatever they're moving through, be it good or bad, negative or positive. What would you share with them?
The main thing that I would like is it's like eight things, and I think I've kind of said them through what I was talking about today in my other answers. But to sum it up, first, honor the divine feminine in all things. And that means in your body and in your mind and in your heart as well. Because the thing is, anything that is divine is right. Anything that is divine and loving is right. And if someone says, oh, you're too loving, you're too kind, just tell them, thank you for sharing, and let that person go because they're being a gatekeeper on your love. The second one is to have the holy breath, where you breathe in to the count of seven and out to the count of 10, 6 times, so that you can just infuse yourself with the breath of the divine. And then as you breathe out, you breathe this out, this love, this wave of love to everybody who's all around you. And the thing is, when it comes to the equal pay and domestic abuse, when you're loving like this and your eyes are open and you're not denying your love and your femininity and your connection to the divine, I'm telling you, those who want to abuse you cannot, because you don't allow them to abuse you. I realized that when I was in an abusive relationship that I allowed that. When I said, oh, that the abuser and the abused are in partnership, well, the partnership is over, and that is a woman's choice. And then go to peace. You're like the spoke in the middle of a wheel, and all those spokes, or the cog in the wheel, and all those spokes that go out, let them do whatever they do, and you just remain in peace and handle one at a time as it happens. And then keep your high values on what it is that you believe guides your life from the divine. And live by those values. And as we move forward, know your purpose. Your purpose is to love. Your purpose is to love. That is your full-time job. And then everything else is an assignment. So look at each change in your life as an assignment for you to learn something and for you to teach something and have that wheel going around. It's like the infinity sign between two things. And live in balance. And when you feel yourself out of balance, find out what's not in balance. Help it to get back in balance so that your wheel will roll very smoothly. And honoring the Divine Mother. Honoring the Divine Mother. You know, our earth is feeding us so well, so beautifully, with such compassion. But if you don't honor with compassion, honor with love, honor with purpose and balance, you're not honoring yourself. So it's very nice for you to look around and say, balance is mine, compassion is mine. And as I speak from my heart, I give the wisdom that comes through me, not from me.
And so it is.
Definitely.
I love
Thank
you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So grateful for who you are, for who you're being on this planet, and for reminding us to stay youthful, to remind us to stay and connect with the essence of who we are.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to move on to the next grandmother. Feel free if you want to hang around and listen. If you want to listen later,
I'll listen. Okay.
Everybody.
Thank you.
I love God. Oh, I am so in love with God. God is just awesome. Oh, God is intoxicating. Oh, and then when you catch the idea, you listen to it, you let God unfold. My God, this is one of the best ideas I've ever been part of. I'm loving this moment. Muti Emily, also known as Emily Diane Gunter. You can find her on Facebook, and her website address is ritesofpassageonline.org. That's right, R-I-T-E-S of passageonline.com. We're getting ready to move joyfully. Oof, I got to stay focused because I'm just full here. But let's get a little bit of a gifts of the goddess, and we're going to move to Margaret Marshall, known as Mama Margie. This is, let's play a little bit of the gift of the goddess so you can just honor that place. Take some deep breaths. Recognize the wisdom that is you. And the brothers that are listening, you can do the same too, because you are one with the one. There is that feminine aspect. And let's embrace the gift of the goddess. That's what today's show is about. Embracing the gifts of the goddess, the gifts of the grandmother, of the sage. They're here to remind us that we are enough and we are a gift to the world. We'll play a little bit of Karen Drucker. We'll come back with Mama Margie, Margaret Marshall. Today we're sharing wisdom of our grandmothers. Are you listening? Life is good. It's getting better. It's all about vibration. What are you expressing? Are you in tune? Are you tuning in? Get yourself tuned in and get yourself turned on. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, 347-426-3346. If you have some questions that you want to ask the grandmothers, we'll be right back. Karen Drucker, Gifts of the Goddess.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess? Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive?
I'm ready. I take the gift of the goddess now. I ain't afraid to surrender.
Ready to receive.
I'm ready to receive a great singing voice. Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker. Her website address is karendrucker.com. That's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.com. I am ready to receive. Oh, my God. Can you hear my voice transforming right in the middle of your ears? If you ain't hearing it, that's your stuff. All right, Karen, don't get me in trouble. I am ready for Mama Margie. We are ready for Mama Margie. Yes, I'm getting a message. No, I haven't. I'll leave that to you, Celeste. So, yes, we're getting ready for Mama Margie, Margaret Marshall. I'm going to read a little bit about her and bring her on. And then we're going to do Celestial Moment, and we're coming. And then after that, we're going to have Joan Bunny, and the author of Sexy at 60. He's getting, woo, I just, I love this. All right, let me read a little bit about my Mama Margie. Let me pull up her bio and multitask it here. I can't get people to do what I need them to do, so I just get to do it all by myself. Now, right now, I'm buying time, just in case you're wondering. So I'm buying time right now. Okay, so I need to do one thing before I pull up the bio. Well, sexy in your 60s. Okay. Well, thank you, Celeste. Sexy in your 60s. I don't have to wait to be sexy. I'm sexy now. That's right. I said it. All right, Mama Margie, you're next. Let me read a little bit. There's so much going on. I've got to fade the music down. I've got to pull up a bio. I've got to do this and do that. Sometimes I forget what I'm saying. Anyway, Margaret Marshall was born in Jamaica, migrated to the United States of America in 1959. She's a certified passion test facilitator. She retired from a successful 40 years career as a direct sales instructor for several national companies, where her graduates consistently exceeded goals and projections. She described herself, and she is this, really. She describes herself as a passionate senior. I could see Mama Margie dancing in my head when I went to visit. She was, oh, my God, she was getting it. She was like, every time I talk about her age, she's getting younger. I think she's 77. She's going to be 77, but she'll correct me. I keep taking 1 year off. But anyway, she describes herself as passionate senior, still vibrant and passionate about her work. One of her current goals is to directly or indirectly help 1 million seniors live their passion before they check out. Well, she said, before they leave the planet. She lives out her passion by hosting her own radio show, Backyard Laborish. She's to find out more about her, website address is Backyard Laborish. Well, that's backyard, as you know. Backyard Laborish. LABRISH.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome the passionate senior Mama Margie, Margaret Marshall. Hello, Mama Margie.
Well,
how are you?
Well, thank you for that welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And, I love you so dearly. I love how you navigate life, how you tell life how you want to live, rather than just like, well, what's happening? I'm so grateful to have you as part of this conversation. Now, we're going to jump in. You've been waiting patiently, and thank you, even though as you've been healing, you're here to share your wisdom. So we welcome you to this campfire. A lot of females gathered around, and they want to drink in your passion, your wisdom. And I got some questions for you. It was three, but they keep getting longer and longer. So let me get to it.
Bring it on.
Yes, indeed. So here's the first question. How do you surrender to love and not lose yourself as a woman?
That's an interesting question.
Mm.
Because you know, so many of the gurus spoke about it. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as who?
As thyself.
Thyself, right. So which means who you got to love first?
Self.
Ah. Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, mm-hmm. which means the same thing, right?
Yes, indeed.
You got to love yourself first. No, when you get on the plane, they tell you that you must do what with the mask?
Put it on yourself first.
Ah, do you think all of this is trying to tell us something?
I know, right?
See, there's no way we can lose ourselves by loving ourselves first. Because if we don't love, nurture, and take care of ourselves, how the heck are we going to even know how to do it for anyone else, including our children, our lovers, or anybody or anything? If we can't and don't know how to do it for ourselves, we cannot deliver it. We can only fake it.
Right.
So, a lot of us females get the feeling that there are certain things if we do for ourselves, we're being selfish.
Right, right.
Even loving ourselves first, we're being selfish. Somehow we got that taught to us early in life that we must always think of others first, before we think of ourselves. And I think that sort of messed our heads up. And we always feel, we also feel that if we're going to love that person, love that thing, whatever, then that we don't have time or space or even want to love ourselves. So it becomes a burden sometimes to love something else and somebody else and do for other people. It becomes a burden. We don't think of it as a burden, but psychologically it's eating at us. So the most important lesson we have, not only as females, men too, you know, we've got to love ourselves first. And there are a lot of times there are things within ourselves that we really can't love. So what do we need to do? We need to figure out how we can change it so we can love ourselves. You know, we always have to be working on loving ourselves better. So that's how I would describe that. You know, there's even no way you should even try to love anybody else until you love yourself.
Yes. Yes. So simple. So simple. But sometimes we're challenged by it. Okay, next question. Surrender. How would you define surrender?
I would define surrender. It takes faith. It takes faith to surrender and let go. But there's so many things, and here again, all the gurus, excuse me, that tell us, you know, that we have to release and let go mm-hmm. and let God. After we've done all we can, we have to let go because we can't do any more. Surrender. We just have to be careful of what we're surrendering to. Is this something we want to accomplish that's going to increase us as a loving being?
Mm.
What are we surrendering to? We know each individual person knows what's good for them, what's best for them. If you don't know, you need to ask your inner self. A lot of people go through life a day and never ever determine what really makes them happy. They have never taken the time to find out within themselves what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm.
What is their passion? I think, you know, a survey was done by the people who talk about passion, you know, and living your passion, that 90% of the people of the world's population don't really know what they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure. And I think that that is so important, to find your passion. Because
yes.
once you find your passion, and passion is what makes people happy, differ in a lot of ways, a lot of ways. A lot of people don't have to be rich to be happy. They don't even have to have certain things to be happy. And happiness, as the grandmother said, is the fuel of our being, our real, true being, to be truly happy. There are lots of people who pretend to be happy. You can fake it. Like, you know, especially we women, we can fake a lot of things.
I was going to go there. I thought of it earlier. But you're the elder. You can go wherever you want to go. But I wouldn't even ask you to give an example.
Well,
but anyway.
You know what I'm talking about. We can fake it.
Okay. Yeah, yes, I heard.
How long can we fake it for? Yeah, it's going to catch up with us.
That's right.
One way or
that's
the
right.
other.
Right.
And I'm talking truth now.
Mm-hmm.
So we as individuals, especially the females, we need to really get to the core of what makes us happy.
Mm-hmm.
What makes us happy? Because once we have that identified, then we can have a plan to get there. See, a lot of times we go through life just, there's no plan. We have absolutely no plan. We're just going along. I mean, that is can be some sort of surrender, but it's surrender without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a purpose in the surrender. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. What are you surrendering to?
Right, right, definitely.
Yeah, if you surrender to somebody else's will, then you're giving up yourself. So it's really
Amen.
Having a surrendering. But what are you surrendering to? And I just love you. You know, you took one of the questions. You've dealt with the happiness part, so I don't have to worry about that. So let's move on to the next question.
Okay.
Sharing lessons you have repeated in your life. And what was something you could, and what was it, and what could you let go, and how did you eventually let go? See, that's what happened when you're trying to add.
Really funny, because I refer to a tragedy that really opened my eyes to, as you say, let go. A lot of times we tend to hold on to physical things, you know, like things, objects. We tend to hold on to people in our lives. We don't want to let them go. We tend to hold on to anger or frustration. We don't want to let it go. We want to talk about it all the time, think about it all the time. And those are the kind of things that we need to realize are not important. And I learned that by having a house fire, where I lost almost everything. And I realized at the time, oh, crap, all those things that I was cherishing, I was always so, you know, emotional about letting them go. They're gone. They were taken from me. And I'm still alive. I still have the most precious thing in the world that everybody has equally, which is time. Time. If you're breathing and you're alive, and you have your intellect, you can think, you have time. And we all, that is the greatest equalizer in the universe. I think people don't really pay enough attention to it. But Ade, there is one thing that every human being on the planet, whether you are rich or poor, black or white, whether you live in the darkest part of the planet or the brightest part of the planet, the most successful country in the world or the poorest country in the world, we all have the same 24 hours in one day. Mr. Richman can't buy an extra minute, and the poorest person in the world is not deprived of 1 second. We all have equal amount of time. And if people would just realize how precious those 24 hours are and what determines your success in life, your happiness level of life, everything is how you utilize those 24 hours. It's how we spend or invest those 24 hours in our thoughts, with our words, and with our deeds. That's what makes the big difference in our lives. How we use that time that we all have the same amount. I get tickled when I hear people say, you know, if they get around to it, which means that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. So I remember one of my classes I taught, I had somebody make up just a round circle. In it was written, to it. And, of course, none of the students know what this silly thing was. But I told them, I said, let me never hear you say when you get around to it, because now you have one. You have a round to it. You got it.
But that's there's it. No so more you never would need to get around to it.
Yeah. There are no more excuses. What you need to get done, you need to have a plan for. I need to improve something within myself. I need to have a plan for it because I only have 24 hours in every single day. How much time am I carving out to be the person I want to be, to do the things I want to do, to achieve what I want to achieve? How much time am I giving to my self-improvement? How much time am I giving to identifying my passion? How much time am I giving to living my passion? Mm-hmm. Only you can decide that because you got the same amount of time that I have left. We don't know when our number is going to be up and our lights are going to be turned out and we're not here anymore. But we know we woke up this morning, and as far as we can plan, we have 24 hours. So each and every hour of the day is important. Each and every hour of the day should be thought of, just like you think about your business. You need to have a plan. That doesn't say you have to be working all day or being serious about something all day. No. As the other grandmothers talked about balance, but we have to learn to be responsible for time. Are we investing it or are we spending it? When we invest in something, we expect a return. Are we getting the return we expect from our investment? If not, what do we need to tweak it? To tweak how we are utilizing our time. And if we really start to do that in a loving way with ourselves, I think we're going to see so much changes in our lives and so much you know, paths being lit and aha moments and self-discovery. A lot of times we don't take enough time to be with ourselves, to make an assessment of ourselves. We need to be more responsible about that. We're just sort of shifting from one moment to the next. We don't have no plan. We're just riding. You know, what's the objective? Mm-hmm. Did you set an objective today for your 24 hours? Did you set an objective for one? Did you have a purpose for the day? So, what was the question again?
You've answered it and added more. What you had, what couldn't you let go of, and how did you let go of it? How the fire came around to help you let go of things you were holding on to, and the fire transformed the old.
Right, even in
new.
My thinking of letting go of certain things and memories that was not serving me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It taught me more than just about the things. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't even remember. I thought that I saw the good in that fire. So I don't think about it as a bad thing anymore. It was a darn good thing. And sometimes we need, you know, some dramatic things to have a stop and think.
Yes, so true. So
you know, first of all, how lucky I was to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how precious my time is. And what do I need to leave behind with the time I have left? No, it could be short, it could be long. But what it is I want to leave, what is my contribution to the world?
Yes.
What do I want to contribute? And until when we can answer that within ourselves, I think our lives just sort of take a new turn, our thinking take a new turn. I mean, everything gets lighter. And it does not have to be moving a mountain. It does not have to be, you know, it's what you want. Right now, we as individuals, and especially women, you know, we are the fertility that causes things to increase. The population of the world, even in the animal world, cannot increase without the female. The male is important too, but without that fertility, it can't happen. So we need to know how important we are, realize that importance, and decide what are we contributing. We're here for a purpose, or we wouldn't be here.
I know, right? Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
What is it that I, as an individual, need to do to feel within myself? To hell with everybody else. I don't really care how they feel. It's how I feel about myself. That is what, you know, floats my boat.
And you still keep floating. And I tell you, Mama Margie, I know every time I say your age, I take a year off. What are you, 77?
Listen, March 20th.
Yes,
I'm
March
20th. 78.
I don't know why I do it. I say you're 77, 76. Because you keep getting younger. I remember the last time, 2 weeks? Well, maybe about a month when I was at your house and you were dancing around and just cooking and dancing. But, Thank you for your insight, for your wisdom, for reminding us that time is one of the precious things we have, and it's about being accountable for it, being responsible to it, and finding balance, as Muti Emily sharing with us, because
Right. And there are three little things I remember. I was not blessed to know my grandmother. I want to encourage all the grandmothers out there to really encourage their children or grandchildren. And now that we have this wonderful technology where we can make takes and videos and blah, 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 they might not be seem interested at this time, but I really wish I had used several opportunities that I made slip through my hand. I wish I had asked my mother more information about my grandmother, you know, that I didn't know. Because the older I get, the more curious I am about her. And I want to encourage the grandparents to, you know, not give up on the young folks because they seem to be so busy, because I used to be one of them that was too busy to want to listen to my mother and what she had to tell me. I was always too busy, you know, having to take care of my children, to having to worry about this problem, that problem, yeah, whatever. But now we have technology that can help us preserve what we want them to know.
Indeed.
And they'll find it if we leave it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's
one. Yes.
I want
yes,
to leave with three little nuggets that my elders taught me. And I know it's common, but people don't really think of it. If it is to be, it's up to me. So determining what you want to be and who you want to be is up to you. It's up to you. And you can do it if you want to. And don't measure in minors. You know, a lot of times we waste so much time. Remember, the time is slipping away from us. We can never get back time. There's no such thing as a redo. 24 hours is gone forever. You will never get it back. So don't use part of your time in minor. Sometimes we make the minor things so big, they consume hours of our precious time in thoughts, words, and deeds. So we need to police that better.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama Margie. Oh, one more thing.
No. Just identify what is important. Once you do that, then that is what you want to spend time on, the important things. You know, things that are going to help you leave your mark.
Yes, yes. The passionate senior has spoken, and she's definitely leaving her mark, and she keeps going, though. if we had time, there's a radio Mama Margie and there's a off radio Mama Margie. You think she's cutting up now?
Well, actually, I want to just tell you and the world that by the end of March, I'll be going off on a new venture, because I'm starting a website called Grandparents Against Violence. And I'm going to be inviting all the grandparents of the world to join me in just leaving some things for our grandchildren about love instead of violence. You know, there's so much violence in the world today, and our young folks are being exposed to it and bombarded with it in play, in fun, in everything. It's just violence, 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 and very little love. So I am going to be asking the grandparents to join me. So I'll perhaps ask for another slot on the show to announce that when I'm ready. But that's my new gig.
Well, we already have a date. You just let us know when, and we'll put you in. All right.
And I want to honor all the goddesses today.
Yes.
And to also celebrate the gods.
And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, Mama Margie, passionate senior.
Wonderful day, everybody. And just thank you for your listening.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, the grandmothers are just blowing me. They're blowing up my consciousness. You know, life is so simple. Muti Emily was talking about breath. She was talking about love. Mama Margie, she's talking about passion and time. And if you don't have time, you may not have time to find your passion, you know, because when you realize time, look at time from a different perspective, you get to connect with yourself, spending time with yourself. Well, we've got two more grandmothers to join us. We've got Joan Bunny. She's coming up. She's the author of, let me get it right this time, because my co-producer will be mad at me. It's Sexy in Your 60s. And this is what I'm adding to it. I'm not waiting. Joan Bunny's going to be here. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Celestial Moment, and then go into Joan Bunny. Because time is doing what time does. It moves on. And I planned my time, I think. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are listening and we're drinking in the wisdom of our grandmothers, reminding us that we are enough. All we got to do is take time to breathe, to love, to honor our time, and be passionate. And there's more to come. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's what it's about. What do you believe? Is it keeping you, are you feeling empowered? You feel like, oh, I just can't figure it out. That's what we're about. We got the grandmothers in the house sharing their wisdom, their love, their insights, reminding us that we are enough. Sexy in Your 60s, Joan Bunny is in the house. But before that, we're going to do Celeste a moment with Celeste Morgan, and we're keeping it moving. Hey, Celeste, you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. I feel like I'm sitting at a campfire. I can feel the fire, but I love how everything is just, someone just said in the chat room that things were just, the show is progressing so smoothly. So what I do want to say to, I know that there are beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room who might not have their grandmother in the body. Yes. But trust me, they are in the spirit. And I just want to thank all the grandmothers who have spoken, the ones who are coming up, for gifting us sacred messages. because they are a living expression of what our elders would have said to us. So when our wise grandmothers come together and speak, the teachings don't get lost.
Right.
Only gets
right.
lost
and I want,
if we decide not to listen.
Indeed. And I'm so glad you said that because it was just when I was bursting through me. It's for those of us who didn't have grandmothers around, grandfathers around, or wish you had a loving grandmother. I want to invite you as you listen to the grandmothers that are here today, just in your own mind, decide that this is what your grandmother would say to you if she was different, if she was coming from that place of love. So rather than, oh, I wish I had a grandmother like that, just listen to this truth and know that all the grandmothers that have ever lived are speaking through the ones that are here. They're representing the wisdom of ages.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes, and I'm dedicating this to all my sexy crones. We need to reclaim that word. Yes, sexy crone Joan Bunny and Muti Emily. I see she's still in the house and this passionate Mama Margie. I have a gift for them and Reverend Mary when she joins us. So are you ready, Life Coach today?
Let's do it.
All right. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day is 3. 3 is the number of creativity, but we are going to play with the energy of 12. The date and the energy of the day are in perfect alignment, which bodes well for feelings of harmony. The 12th sign of the zodiac is Pisces, and it offers the gift of sacrifice and deep abiding love for all humanity. 12 is also the Hanged One in tarot, which reminds us to let it all go. By stilling ourselves, we are invited to take a moment to look at life from a fresh perspective. A miracle, as we understand it, is a shift in perception, according to A Course in Miracles. The Hanged Man reminds to wait for clarity instead of moving into action prematurely. 12 is also the Porcupine and Medicine Cards. And the Porcupine reminds us of the magic of innocence and play. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is within you. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, learning, and listening connect us to the magical power of the number 12. Today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the swan of the medicine cards. The swan's number is not 12, it's 39. But when you add 3 plus 9, you get 12. So here we go. Swan, the power of woman entering sacred space, touching the future yet to come, bringing eternal grace. The swan's medicine is beauty, grace, and the power of self. But that's more at the end of the journey. At first, we meet the little swan described as the ugly duckling who, tired of being shunned and feeling different from the others, she wanted to dream of a time in the future when she would grow into something far more beautiful. Finally, her friend, the dragonfly, leads her into dream time where we see a swirling black hole. Swan makes one agreement before entering. She said, "I'm not sure why, but I wish to enter the black hole. I will be happy to abide by the Great Spirit's plan, whatever it should turn out to be. I won't fight the currents of the black hole. I will surrender to the spiraling flow. I will trust that what I am shown is what I am meant to see, and that what I become is what I am meant to be." After Swan reemerged, she was quite a sight to see. Dragonfly asked, "What happened to you?" The long-necked swan, not so ugly now, said, "I learned to surrender my body to the power of the Great Spirit. Because of my faith and acceptance, I have been changed. I've learned to accept the state of grace." When we learn to accept our own state of grace, accepting ourselves just as we are, we graduate from our ugly duckling stories and transform into swans. And that's the story of 12 through our friend the Swan of the Medicine Cards. all is well. See you on Wednesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you tying it all together like a true spider woman that you is. That's right. That you is. All right,
thank
let's
you.
Move on. Mama Maud, you talked about time, and I'm tripping about time, but I'm going to surrender. I'm going to take a breath and love myself and trust the process. Thank you, Celeste. All right, let's move on. Time, how did you plan your time? I planned it well, I did. Honest, I did. Let's read a little bit about Joan Bunny. 60 in your 60s. Oh, Lord. Okay, let me just read this thing. Before I start cutting up, we don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Joan Bunny, author of Sexy in Your 60s. She believes feeling young and sexy has more to do with the health and the aging of our body, mind, and spirit. Joan is on a mission to investigate change by creating a redefinition around the whole aging process and the recognition that aging is just a word for growing, to manifest a new kind of relationship between generations based on reason and respect, not dogma or hierarchy, bringing together the wisdom of age and the inexperience of youth, resulting in a creative mutual sharing from which everyone will benefit. Perfect. Grandmothers, I'm so grateful. To find out more about Joan Bunny, her website address is Joan, JoanBunney.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our next grandmother, Elder Joan Bunny. Hello, Joan. How are you doing?
I'm great, Coach Ade. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be part of this amazing forum today.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for saying yes. Let's jump into the question. So the question we want to ask you is, how do you surrender to love and not losing yourself as a woman?
It takes a lot of work. Again, the rewards of aging are wonderful. There's no denying that. And that is the purpose of growing rather than aging, is to go within, as some of your other grandmothers spoke about, and find that place within you and love that place unconditionally. And that, when you can love yourself unconditionally, then that love transforms outward, and then all the love of everything else on the planet, nature, people, the cosmos, and everything comes into play. But you have to do the inner work, and it's not always easy because you have to deal with things that all stem from fear. But once you do, then you come to live in your bliss, and that, again, is the beauty. I would just like to see more people do it earlier than I did.
I hear you. And you're already doing that by being part of this conversation. You're inspiring thought in the listeners right now, so they can say, yes, okay, even though I'm doing the work and it feels challenging, I'm being reminded that it's for my own good. It's for my own love. It's for my own self. Now,
absolutely.
The next question is, what is surrender? How would you define surrender when we talk in a spiritual term?
I find surrender, and I had to learn this. Eckhart Tolle was a great teacher. Everybody read The Power of Now, because it takes you again to that inner place of quiet where you can detach from all those things that don't really serve you or matter in your life, and you surrender to that. And you don't worry about what's going on out there. You only don't worry about, heal what's going on inside of you. So surrendering for me is not trying to manipulate or control the outcome of things. All. I just put my intention out to the universe, come from my highest and best, and then everything works. Everything starts moving. The law of attraction, karma. And that's another process that we have to learn to do, is to quiet the mind and quiet the self and surrender to what is. Because when we do that, then, miracles happen.
Indeed. All right, next question. We want to get in your business now. Do you mind sharing lessons you had to repeat in life? Why couldn't you let go, and how did you eventually let go?
Well, my book, Sexy in Your 60s, is chock full of those experiences in my life that I couldn't let go. And it's why I wrote the book, was to explain how I finally did let go with the help of many, many mentors, some with us and some not, over many, many years. I learned to, learning to let go is just of those things are so terribly important. And again, it takes time and it takes work. But when we do that work, it just happens by itself. There is no really rhyme or reason. It's different for all of us. But we all, even though our circumstances may be different, each individual person, where those circumstances come from a mind, body, spirit core, are all the same. We're all connected in that way. And that's why, as the grandmothers do, that's why it's so fabulous to be able to pass on the wisdom that we have learned to help the younger generations on their way.
And can you tell us something that you really struggled with for a while that you had to eventually, the light bulb came on, but you had to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the largest one in my life that trails all through my book was in the 60s, I was an unwed mother, and I had to relinquish for adoption my two-day-old baby boy. And that I carried with me for 32 years until he and I reunited 32 years later. But again, all of those things I felt about myself, the self-loathing, the depression, the guilt that followed me all of those decades was the inner work that I had to do. So actually that most difficult lesson, as many times happens to us, the most difficult lessons in our life, the most difficult people in our life, are the ones that ultimately, if we can work through those, bring us the greatest rewards. So, everybody has a different circumstance.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the thing that challenges us the most as the best gift for us.
All right. Absolutely.
Let's talk about happiness. How would you define happiness? How do you define happiness?
Happiness is becoming in love with yourself, unconditionally in love with yourself. Again, doing the inner work, getting rid of the fears, only bringing in the positive, letting go of the negative, not being attached to anything. Unconditional love, again, not only for self, but for everything. That is truly, I believe, what brings in happiness. And ultimately, sharing that and giving that to others. That's the final blessing of happiness, is to give back. It's miraculous, yes.
Indeed. So, okay, this is one question they say you never ask a woman, but I think it's relevant in this context. So, so age wise, how old are you now?
I'll be 68 in a few weeks.
Oh wow, 68. Oh, and before you go, we've got somebody, Michael. Does Michael have a question? I think he wants to. He has a question for you, Joan. Hold on one second.
All right.
It's nice to have a brother in the house. Hey, brother Michael, how are you doing from Dallas?
Oh, we're doing good, Ade. How are you? I'm so enjoying the show. I'm so enjoying Joan Bunny and talking from her life experiences. And I think it's so wonderful and so positive to be a role model, so to speak, of whether she wants to be or not. I believe she is, because of the fact that she's expressing life experiences that you really can't be taught in a book. And I think that it's wonderful that she's sharing her soul and her innermost being to the general public, just to let them know and understand that regardless to what you go through to life, from what I'm getting from it, the main capacity is all about love and acceptance and learning from experiences. So I just wanted to make that comment, not only to her, but to all the grandmothers. I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, especially for the young women, to really realize what it's about and what it is to be acceptable and responsible in these mentoring roles. So I just wanted to say that, and I so enjoy your show, and thank you for allowing me to have a few moments.
You're very welcome, Michael. Thank you so much. Joan Bunny, before we release you, is there anything else you want to share with the females in the world and, you know, just about life, about spirituality or whatever?
Yes, love yourself. Love everybody. Communicate with each other. We have the internet now. We didn't have anything. We didn't even have TVs when I was a little girl. Look how far we've come in 60 years. Use the communication system to connect with each other. Women connecting with each other is the most important thing that we can do right now, because the more we do, the more we can help make change happen.
Thank you, Joan. I appreciate you. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your experience with us and supporting us all, male and female, to be the change we want to see.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Joan Bunny, to find out more about her, you can go to her website. It's joanbunny.com, JoanBunner. You can see a picture of her before and a picture of her now. She is a living example of sexy in your 60s. And then she's going to write another book. Ooh, it gets better in your 70s. Oh, damn, even 80s is better. Oh, wow, so much. Let's take a music break, and we're coming to the, I don't want to say last but not least, we have four grandmothers, so the last grandmother is coming, and she is one of my spiritual midwives, and she birthed me in a really, really powerful way. Those of you who listen regularly, you know of Reverend Deborah Johnson. And you may have heard Reverend Mary Louise Ruffner. She's coming on. And, you know, I've shared her story. I've interviewed her on my show. And I remember when I moved back from England in 2007, I was taking a class with her. And I was burnt out. I didn't even know. We're doing some community stuff. I was an activist. People were looking to me to speak up, and I was like, yeah, we got to change this. I came back. I was burnt out, and I took her class. It was a ministerial class, and I remember at the end of the first class, she looked at me, she gave me a hug, and she said, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Now, I've heard people say it. It's been said to me before, but there was something about the way Reverend Mary said that to me. And I felt my whole body just relaxed. And I'm so grateful to have her here to be part of the conversation. We're going to take a quick music break just to allow all this wisdom to settle in, to take it all in. You know, we've been reminded to breathe. We've been reminded to love ourselves, to find what we're passionate about. You know, to use time wisely, to love ourselves unconditionally. To let go. We must do the work. Ultimately, it's about loving oneself. And the work is an internal work. It's a work within. You got to clean out yourself. Not that you're dirty. You got to take out. You got to unlearn the BS that you were taught so that you can see that you are the light that you look for, that you are the love that you seek, that when you fall in love with yourself, the whole world will fall in love with you. Or you won't even care if they do or not. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith from Within. what it's about, going within and listening. And the grandmothers, the elders are reminding us to go within and find the treasures, the love, to connect with the breath, to honor our time here. All right, let's get ready to bring on the last grandmother to wrap it up, my spiritual midwife. I tell you people, Reverend Mary is definitely as a main contributor to what you hear on this radio show. The fact that I can even come up and bring all my stuff and share it with y'all. She reminds me that all is well. And let me read a little bit about her for you and bring her on real quick, because time is doing what time does, and I'm going to do what time does. Move with it. Reverend Mary Louise Ruffner is a lecturer, teacher, spiritual counselor, and a workshop and retreat facilitator. She is the co-founder, director of Still Point Spiritual Center, a Georgia-based teaching chapter affiliated with the United Center for Spiritual Living of Golden, Colorado. Through this ministry, she teaches the life-enhancing principles of the science of mind. A native of Cleveland, Ohio, Reverend Ruffner spent 21 years in California, where her spiritual career included serving as a senior minister of two congregations, Santa Cruz and Riverside, California. Faculty member of the Holmes Institute, Los Angeles, and Huntington, there you go, Beach Campuses, Assistant Director of the World Ministry of Prayer, Coordinator for the UCRF Home Study Course, and as a practitioner of religious science. Oh, I'm too excited. Just hurry up and read the bio. Reverend Mary describes herself as a student and teacher of universal spiritual principles and ancient wisdom. Now, you can find out more about her by going to georgia.newthoughtcenters.com. Georgia.newthoughtcenters.com. And let's see here. I'm getting a message from my producer. And everything all right? I think I'm good. Oh, okay. I'll come back to that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our next grandmother, my spiritual midwife, and somebody I go to when I'm not clear. She has a way of just, when she answers the phone, she just melts me. No matter what I'm dealing with, she says, hi, Ade, and her love just comes through. Reverend Mary. Hello, Reverend Mary. Oh, that's not it. Let's try this one. There we go.
Thank you for that warm welcome. I always feel so welcome when I'm here with you. Thank you for inviting
me
again.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love you, and I'm so grateful that you said yes to this conversation. And we're going to just jump into the questions now.
All right.
So let's see. The first question is, how do you surrender? Because you're talking to females across the globe, and they're sitting in this campfire, and they want to know, how do you surrender to love and not lose yourself as a woman?
How do you surrender to love and not lose yourself in the meantime? Well, first of all, we gotta realize that each one of us is an emanation of love. We're the thing itself. So it's really about surrendering to who you are, to really believing with all your heart and with all your soul that you are the very essence of love, because you're the essence of life, you're the essence of God. You're really, we're talking about having a human experience when we're talking about surrendering to love in the physical. So it's really first identifying who you are. So there's no way to lose who you are. You give freely of who you are and not what's expected of you or what somebody else has identified as you, but your true self. And that way you can't ever lose your true identity by being true to it. But identifying who you are is the main thing. You're it. You're really, you're trying to express who you are when you're engaging yourself in love.
You know what I got from what you just said? Is the real truth is lose who we're not so we can surrender to love as who we are.
Boy. Say that again, Ade.
Lose who we're not in order to surrender to love as who we are.
Wow.
You know?
Yes. All those false beliefs, those concepts,
yes.
Influences that you receive that's not really the truth about. Yeah, lose who you're not. Forget all that and be who you are.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Next question. What is surrender? How do you define surrender?
How do you define surrender? Well, you know, of course, the first idea that comes up for me is just letting go to all the attachments that we cling on to that seems to keep us in bondage. Surrendering again, you know, into that true self. But you know, it takes time to think about who the true self is. It's easy to say it. Just identify who you are. So it's almost like asking yourself the question, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And, you know, because you've shown up in the world as a woman is another way that spirit, the creator, God, is showing up in the universe through you. So we first have to get in touch with who do you really think you are? And then all the outside baggage that you've accumulated through what you've been told what to think and who you are and any limitations on you because of your environment or financial status or any of that, you can just let go of that, identify your true nature, and surrender. Let go and be your true self. But being your true self does take time to get acquainted with it, the reality of who you are, through prayer, through meditation, and listening to that inner voice more than the outer voice. And then slowly but surely, you just begin to melt into your true self. That's surrender. That's how I describe it in the moment.
Yes. I feel it. I sense it. Now, we want to get a little bit into your business. Do you
get
mind
into my
sharing?
Business.
All up in your business. Do you mind sharing lessons you've had to repeat in your life? Why couldn't you let go, and how did you eventually let go?
Yeah, let me see. Let me just let it bubble up for me. I remember when I was moving through a big phase of transformation. In other words, I was beginning to identify who I truly am. What I'm saying to the women and all people that's within the sound of my voice right now is I began to truly identify more and more and more with my true self. Then, of course, my vision of possibility of what I could step into became greater and greater and greater. And first it was an idea like, is it really possible for me to break away from the mundane? Here I am, a woman that's responsible for not only my own well-being, but I'm responsible for a family. I'm a single woman raising a family, and I've got this feeling that there's more for me to do and express. In other words, I was I was engaged in a job that I had been with for many, many years, and I had really taught myself that this was my means of income. This was my security. Maybe I should put it that way. This was my security, and yet there was the still small voice was within me was saying that just by the nature of who you are, a spiritual being, you're always secure. This is an avenue through which that income and that security is expressing right now, but you're so much more than that. So I had a vision of what I wanted to do, and that entailed moving away from everything that was familiar to me, my home, my family. It was moving from Ohio to California, and that was just so big in my life at the particular time. But I had to let go of this idea of this job being my security. It took me years, when we're talking about time, you know, as we know it. Mm-hmm. The idea came, but I had to get over it over and over and over again. I had to write affirmations and put them in places all around me, in my bathroom, on my bathroom mirror, on my telephone at work, on my bulletin board, that I am a free spirit, and that which is calling me has everything that it takes to provide the ways and the means for me to accomplish this idea. So I had to go through that over and over and over again to release the idea of being stuck in one place to realize security. And then, after practicing the presence within me, affirming, meditating and affirming and declaring, finally it surfaced to, my conscious acceptance. And voila, I stepped off in complete faith, and it was like, a step raised up for me to step upon. The path met me right where I was. But I had I went through quite a challenge of coming to that realization before I had full, complete faith that, yes, the possibility exists now, no longer delaying what my heart was calling me to do. Is that sort of what you
oh yeah
were getting
oh yeah
at? Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Your story helps me and helps us remember that those of us sometimes we want to get on this fast pace of spiritual growth where we're kind of why am I not there. Your story is just a reminder that you have to do things. You got to do the work, affirmation. Your prayer, you got to call on everything that's going to remind you of who you really are, and that God, as love, is the source of your supply. So, that's what we need. That's what we want. That's what we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
Well, I was thinking that, and usually the healing, and that's what it is, coming back to the wholeness of who you are, for most of us, takes place incrementally. Now, all is well all the time. In the spiritual realm, there was no blocks. There was nothing to hinder me, only my own thinking, my own belief system. So I had to work through it incrementally to arrive at that is always right where each one of us is instantaneously.
Indeed. And a couple more questions. So how do you define happiness?
Wholeness, harmony, being feeling complete within yourself, knowing that all that you could ever need is right where you are, right here and right now, and to be so anchored in that awareness. And there again, it takes practice through a lot of through spiritual modalities, you might say, until one arrives at a place that no matter what the circumstances are, that's taking place around us or in our experience at any given time, that nothing steals that joy and that inner awareness, that all is well, regardless of the appearances at any moment, that peace, it's the peace that really and truly passes all human understanding, and living life fully, every moment, living life fully, having a well-rounded life and laughing a lot. I like to laugh a lot. You know that.
Yes.
I laugh a lot.
Yes. It's funny. When you say living each day to the moment, the picture of you and I talking on Saturday came to mind and how we were laughing. And then you said, I just saw it. Like, that's it. Get relaxed.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to share with the females that are listening? We know men are listening too, but your wisdom, maybe something that I haven't asked you that you want to share with the world for us to know as we get ready to release you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe that, there's no way for you to be a victim of anything that comes your way, that you have the power of God living through you, and we have to work through all the false beliefs that's been that's influenced us in any way, and to be and to begin to think for ourselves, breaking the cycle of maybe our environment that we grew up in, and being a center of influence rather being in the middle of a circle of influences that meet you from every direction to be the thing that you desire to experience. Women, you've got it. You've got it. There's nothing short about us. We're one with the allness of spirit. We can't miss.
And now this other question that I got to ask in the context. They say you never ask a woman her age, but I got to ask you whether her age is. So I know. Just to kind of bring it all together, because we want the young sisters to know that all is well. And this year, you're how old?
This year, I am proud to say that I am 76 years old. Or I should say 76 years young,
Yes,
because that's how I feel, that I get younger every year as I realize, the truth, a truth about myself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And before you go, how can people reach you? Because you have the Still Point Center. You have an email address. What's the email address?
Yes, okay. You say Still Point twice. Still Point,
okay.
Still Point. AOL.com. I'll say it again. Stillpoint at AOL.com. And you're assured to get an immediate response. Just just write us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stillpoint. It's funny. Celeste opened the email. I said, you sure Stillpoint twice?
I know.
You don't trust me. I said, okay, I'll ask her.
I know. No, it's twice. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
That's really good, because sometimes when you say Still Point, the mind catches it, but you want the heart to catch it. So still, the first one is for the mind, the second one is for the heart. Still Point.
Still Point. Exactly. So Forever I'd be
Mary.
Very glad to hear from anyone that wants to speak with me. Mm-hmm. And,
yes,
and learn more about what Still Point is all about.
Yes. I promise you, if you make contact with Reverend Mary, you will never be the same. Reverend Mary, thank you,
God bless you.
All you do. Make it look easy, and you are truly an inspiration for me and for me. I love you so dear.
Thank you, Ade, and I love you back. Okay.
Yes. Peace and blessings. Oh, my God. Life is truly good, and it's getting better. We started the show with Mooty Emily Diane Gunter. We moved to Margaret Marshall, the passionate senior. Then we moved to Joan Bunny, the sexy in your 60s. And then we went to Reverend Mary Louise Ruffner, and they're reminding us the same thing. Breathe. Love. Honor yourself. Honor your time. Do the work. Let go. Trust the process. You are one with the one. You can never do it wrong. And more importantly, they reminded us that we are enough. We are enough. What a show. Woo! I didn't know how we could squeeze all of this in 2 hours because it's live. We can't edit. But we worked it out. I am so grateful for you, Mutti Emily, Margaret Marshall, Mama Margie, Joan Bunny, Reverend Mary. Thank you. Thank you for being an example of what God is. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for who you are. You all have touched my life, and I'm sure that listeners are not the same, as you remind us to live in a holy, holy way. Listeners and the grandmothers, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We've been told in so many ways, love, it is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself, and allow the love to flow in and out. Be loved. Yes, so you can truly love in a holy, holy way. The Agape Choir, agapelive.com. Check out their website. And I'll be back tomorrow. The theme is Spiritual Awakening. Tomorrow we're focusing on forgiveness with Violet Light Williams. I love you so dearly. All for being here. I'm out of here. I am in gratitude. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.